Pros like you do it right to find the best deals on what you need to update or maintain your properties. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings and more throughout the store. Stop in today and get Project Source blinds and shades starting at just $5.28. Find the right sizes and styles and in the quantities you need. Plus, save up to 40% off select kitchen and bath fixtures, including vanities, starting at just $129. Whatever you need for this job and everyone after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 8/11, U.S. only.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Days after the mass murder at a Walmart in Texas, a man's in custody for what happened yesterday in Springfield, Missouri. That's the suspect, heavily armed, as he walked around a Walmart.
Police say 20-year-old Dmitry Andriychenko had on body armor, military fatigues, and tactical weapons. Police say the man recorded himself with a cell phone as he made his way around the store with loaded weapons. Eyewitnesses say a loud alarm went off. People started running and hiding.
Fox's Matt Finn, an armed off-duty firefighter detaining the man until police arrived, is being held on a terrorism charge. Another federal judge tells the Trump administration it can't keep grant money away from sanctuary cities and states, this time in Oregon.
U.S. District Judge Michael McShane ruled the Justice Department cannot withhold Edward Byrne justice grants because of Oregon's sanctuary policies. DOJ had said if you want the grants, you have to notify us if you release an undocumented person from your jail and give us access to your jails. The judge said those kinds of rules violate the 10th Amendment and states' rights. He said if Congress wanted such restrictions on the grants, they would have stipulated that. While the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court ruled generally that the DOJ cannot withhold grants from sanctuary cities and states, a three-judge panel last month said they can withhold cops' grants to law enforcement for refusing to work with immigration officials. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Newly released court documents show financier Jeffrey Epstein repeatedly declining to answer questions about sex abuse as part of a lawsuit. A partial transcript of the deposition from nearly 3 years ago, included in hundreds of pages of documents, placed in a public file today by a federal appeals court in New York, where Epstein's pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking counts. He was asked in the deposition whether it was standard operating procedures for his former girlfriend to bring underage girls to him to sexually abuse. He took the fifth. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
When we spoke last Friday, we had no idea what the weekend would bring. The tragedy in El Paso. Overnight Sunday. The tragedy in Dayton, Ohio. And since then, we have had accusations that the president is racist, a white supremacist. I mean, it's really getting sick out there. I mean, it's getting sick. And then you've got Joe Biden today sticking his foot in his mouth again. So bad. This was the comment he made in Iowa. In Des Moines, Iowa, the Asian and Latino Coalition. He said, we should challenge students in these schools and have advanced placement in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright, just as talented as white kids. He's done it again. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. He is Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation, and he joins us. Where are you calling us from today?
Beautiful downtown Plymouth, California. I'm on my way to San Andreas this evening for my granddaughter's birthday party.
Oh, good for you, good for you. Let me ask you, all of us were just horrified by what happened in El Paso and then again happened in Dayton, Ohio, all in the span of 24 hours. What did you make of it? What did you think of it?
Well, I think it's horrible, of course. It's an incredible tragedy. The Democrats are going to use it to try to infringe upon our rights to own guns. I'm fearful how the president's going to respond. What I'm hearing him say is concerning to me. You know, the problem isn't gun ownership. The problem is the detachment of these young people from reality and their life on the internet, constant with a life that has no. With no direct connection to human beings face to face, they're able to behave badly without any correction, and they're so isolated. I heard a statistic that 25% of millennials say they don't have a single friend, not one, no friends. I can't imagine that. When I was a young person, you know, in my 16 to 25, I had 50 friends. I had friends everywhere.
And I'll bet you to this day you still interact with a bunch of them.
Oh, you bet. A lot of them are still friends, and I'm making new ones every day. When you get old, you got to make new friends that are younger than you are. You have to go to all their funerals.
Uh-oh.
So you got to make some new friends. You know, my daughter told somebody one day, says, you know, my dad, he, a stranger to him is just a friend he hadn't met yet.
It's true, though. It's true.
Well, I like it to be that way. I think it's really important to welcome people into your life because it's short, and you want to make sure that you spend your time with people that either you can enrich or that, you know, I mean, emotionally and spiritually, not financially necessarily, but who can enrich you or you can enrich them or both. And that's the way to look for friendships, to look on friendship.
Again, Rico Waller joining us, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada. Obviously, not every 21 or 24-year-old millennial will end up taking a gun and blowing away, you know, people either at a Walmart or, in a street fair or wherever it might be, or at the Harvest Festival here in Las Vegas. How do we figure out who the dangerous ones are so we can keep guns out of their hands?
I think so much of it boils down to their use of the internet. I'm sorry, the internet's a wonderful thing that's provided us with tools to do lots of things and improve our lives in many ways, but it also isolates people from reality. And you know, one of the characteristics that is very common in these shooters is that they revere and admire other shooters, and there are tracks on the internet of them making statements regarding that. And we're getting no help from Google. We're getting no help from the other search engines in terms of tracking that, and it's time for the internet and those giant, powerful organizations to be held to account, because they are a public forum. They are not purely private business in the traditional sense. And as much as I'm a private enterprise guy, something has to happen there. And that is a vastly more important thing and more fruitful thing than addressing guns. Taking guns away from Americans is exactly what the left wants, and it will do absolutely nothing, nothing to prevent these crimes, because these people are criminals. Are going to perform, they'll obtain guns or find some other way of killing people. And taking guns away from honest people is all that the result will be of new laws. Because a guy like me, and I don't care if you gave me a million bazookas and tanks, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'll defend my family, but I'm not going to hurt anybody. And the vast majority of gun owners are just like that.
Again, Rico Aller joining us. Rico, let me ask you, the president today said that he is supportive of more stringent background checks and red flag laws. I know you're not an attorney, but give me your understanding of what red flag laws are.
Red flags would be someone has to determine if they believe someone is dangerous. You cannot take away someone's civil rights based upon someone's fear of something they might do in the future. That's exactly what this law would be. I don't know what the president's gambit is in this. I don't know whether he will go forward with it or not. But my great fear is, I'll take the state of California, for example. If you let the government decide who was crazy, I would be labeled as one of those crazy people because I support Donald Trump, because I'm a conservative, because I'm pro-gun, because I was a lifetime member of the NRA. I support Gun Owners of America and Gun Owners of California. I would be targeted as one of those people. I'm the kind of person they want to take guns away from. They know, all of them know, that this will do absolutely nothing to reduce these kind of incidences. That's not what it's about. It's using this very powerful event or set of events to take away the freedom of law-abiding people with whom they disagree.
Let me ask you, the president has said nothing. And really, oddly enough, has not been even asked about it. I watched a 30-minute news conference he did today, and they just would not ask him about the idea of not just background checks or red flag laws, but of essentially banning assault weapons. How do you define assault weapons? Is it an AR-15, or is it something beyond that?
You know what? I don't like using that word, assault weapons. You know, there are millions of Americans who have AR-15 style guns. Actually, I own one. I didn't even remember that I did. I told you I don't even have that kind of gun.
You
well,
do?
My son is moving. Yeah, my son is moving away, and he's cleaning out my safe. And I said, "Well, you can't take that gun with you where you're going." He's moving to San Francisco. I said, "You can't take that gun with you." And he said, "It's not mine. It's yours." And I looked it up. It is.
Oh so my said, God!
It's a Ruger ranch rifle, they call it. It's a semi-automatic, sort of like an AR-15, kind of toned down. But how do you define an assault? Any gun that's used to shoot somebody is an assault. I mean, you're assaulting someone. If you use a .22 revolver, that's an assault. .22 single-shot rifle, you're assaulting someone. So assume that's got to be classified as an assault rifle. That's just a term the left has created to try to demonize ugly, what they consider ugly guns. Scary guns. Well, you know, in the wrong hands, every gun is scary, and in the right hands, every gun is a godsend.
Well, for instance, you know, how you design the gun, whether it has a handle on it. I mean, there are all kinds of things that make some weapons a lot scarier than they really are. I mean, they're all dangerous. You know, they carry a level of danger with them if you don't know what you're doing. But the fact is that, you know, just a paint job, a camo paint job or things like that. Are there things you can do to regular old-fashioned AR-15s that make them look worse than they are?
I don't know. I think they'd make them look cooler. You know, I don't see how you make them look worse or better. You know, a gun is a tool. And, you know, I've seen some pretty ugly-looking shovels in my life, and I don't ever want to use one again if I can avoid it. But it's just a tool, and a gun is just a tool. In the wrong hands, it can be used for evil. In the right hands, it can be used for good. Our problem is much more systemic and deeper in our culture, and it's the lack of civility that's, you know, you've heard of Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
As an adjunct to that, I believe that people will create enough stress and heartache and trouble in their own lives to feel important, because I think we as human beings need struggle in our lives to find meaning. And so we will create it. That's why we've created global warming. That's why we've created all these other false crises to give ourselves importance, make our lives feel like they matter. And I think that a lot of this is the creation of those kind of people, people that are living lives without without faith in a God, living lives without direct, real human interaction. Where, you know, children don't go out and play anymore. They're sitting on their computer talking to their friends, or talking to people that aren't apparently their friends. And that's a parenting problem, and it's a much deeper cultural problem. You know, underlying all of this, Kevin, is the idea that a solution must be found through government. That in itself is a horrible assumption that is terribly wrong, and it creates all kinds of problems in our culture, in our society. The solution does not lie in government. It never did when it comes to this kind of a problem. It lies in the human heart. And absent some kind of a rebirth of the nation in terms of spirituality, I don't know where this goes.
More coming up from Rico Wallo. The president went to Dayton, went to El Paso as a consoler-in-chief, but a lot of Democrats, a lot of fake news media didn't buy it. Go ahead.
They're shooting themselves in the foot.
I know. More.
Pardon the expression.
More from Rico Wallo coming up. Where'd you say you were today?
Plymouth, California. Pokerville.
He's going undercover in the People's Republic of California. We'll talk more about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. The president went to Dayton. He went to El Paso. Reports on the ground were that the president was empathetic, that he was charming. He was beloved by those that he was visiting. And then we had Sherrod Brown and Nan Whaley and news conferences and talking heads on the ground and protests. They're saying that the president shouldn't have gone to either Dayton or El Paso and that he was not welcome. Rico Aller is our eyes and ears in northern Nevada, joins us from Plymouth, California, in the People's Republic of California today. He is headed to a family outing tomorrow and joins us. Should the president have gone to Dayton and El Paso?
I think he certainly should have, and I'm glad he did. Can you imagine the outcry from the left and the hurt on the side of the right and all those people if he had not gone? Imagine what that would have been like. It's a no-win situation with respect to the Dems. However, I don't think that mattered to him. I think he did what he did for the absolute best of reasons, and that was to provide consolation and some love for those people who were lost and for the families who were left behind.
Do you think anything has changed? Do you think the 63 million that voted for Trump in 2016, have they been given any ammo to leave the president, to dump the president? I talked to my friends, and they're still with him.
I think everybody's still with him, and I think there's a lot who weren't with him before who are now. I think there's a danger he faces with this gun legislation. If he goes forward with some of this, I think that's gonna alienate some of his base. If you're my friend, 80% of the time, you're pretty much my friend.
Well, let me ask you though, as a gun owner, the so-called Manchin-Toomey bill that they're talking about in the Senate, the House bills. Are dead on arrival. They're not going to be voted on. They're not going to be brought up. But there is a Manchin-Toomey bill that is for background checks, but private sales to your son-in-law, to your son, across the back fence, that they would not be covered by this. Would that still be going too far just to say that we're going to have background checks for everything but these so-called private sales?
Well, principally every gun sale in the nation today has a background check. And in a lot of states, it's much stricter. So I don't know what impact it would have, but I don't want the president to give in to any of this, because I think it does undermine his base. And I don't think his base is at risk, if he stands his ground. We'll have to see what happens. I'm not knowledgeable enough about that specific bill, Kevin, to answer that question real accurately.
Well, let me just ask you, a bill that would, all sales would be covered by the background check law, except those that are family to family, over the back fence, in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. or something like that, that would not be totally 100%, you got to have a background check through a licensed dealer. Would that go too far, or would you be okay on that?
No, I don't think I'd be okay on any of it. But okay. Let me tell you this. As soon as they pass that law, the exceptions will instantly be eliminated or the next round. That'll be the next battleground. Here's what I think will happen. I think that no matter what the president attempts to do, let's say he does something that's really mild and really pretty much innocuous, which may be the case with this particular bill. The Democrats then will say he did not go far enough and attack him as being a racist and being pro-gun violence and a white supremacist. That's not going to end. So why give him anything?
Yeah.
I'm reminded to say, you know, this is, I've said it before, I'll say it again, politics is more like warfare than it is like church.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, you have fun at your weekend gathering over there in the People's Republic of California. Be safe coming home, and we will talk when you get back.
Thank you, Kevin. You have a great weekend. It's great talking to you, as always.
My buddy Rico Aller from Carson Insulation over in Mount House, and I always love talking to him. We always have so much fun. And boy, is he conservative. I'll be seeing him, I'm sure, at the Basque Fry, the 5th annual Basque Fry. There are going to be a whole ton of people are going to be speaking. Corey Lewandowski has been added to the list for the 5th annual Basque Fry, September 13th and 14th. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street. Wild swings for the market this week as trade fears weigh on stocks. The Dow has pared from bigger losses, stocks falling after President Trump issued another warning hinting that trade talks for September could be off the table. And shares of Uber taking a beating and are tanking over 7% after the ride-hailing company reported a huge loss during the second quarter to the tune of over $5 billion due in part to substantial stock-based compensation costs. And struggling retailer JCPenney says it has been warned that its stock could be removed from the New York Stock Exchange for trading below a dollar for too long. The department store chain, which traces its roots back to 1902, has 6 months to try and boost its stock price or face being delisted from the NYSE. It said it may seek shareholder approval for a reverse stock split. Its shares are down 12% today on Wall Street. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. In general, Republicans in Congress have opposed more background checks for people getting guns, but President Trump now says he's in favor of them.
There's been no president that feels more strongly about the Second Amendment than I do. However, we need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
The president outside the White House says about kids separated from parents rounded up in immigration raids in Mississippi.
This serves as a very good deterrent. If people come into our country illegally, they're going out.
He's attending a fundraiser in New York today before some time at his golf resort in New Jersey. Walmart is taking down displays for violent video games.
In addition to the deadly shooting at a Walmart store in El Paso last weekend, two Walmart managers were killed by a gunman in Mississippi. Walmart has not decided to stop selling guns.
That's Ginny Cassola. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
You know, for years now, I have been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water, and we drink it here in studio. Our guests drink it as well. A lot of them want to take a couple bottles to go. We say, be my guest. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Now, I don't know if you've tried this, but all you have to do is just squirt a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it with my OJ in the morning. I do. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Even if you live in an area not served by Real Water, because we're talking about concentrate, they will deliver it right to your home. Yeah. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. It all begins with going to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. Let's get to your phone calls, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. Let's begin with Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Let's get rid of Major League Baseball and make it Major League Wiffle Ball. I mean, those Louisville Sluggers, they'll kill you. And let's move on to hockey, National Hockey League. Those slap shots will kill you. So we'll make the hockey pucks out of sponges now.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! You're doing sarcasm.
I think so.
That is no. But you know what though? I'll tell you the other thing. That we're becoming a society that's afraid of everything. Screens that they put up at Major League Baseball parks, now they're expanding those screens so that more people will not get hit with foul balls. I mean, we keep doing this. It's weird, but it's true. If you're ringing in, we're going to get you screened and ready to go. You want to join us? You can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to my buddy Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. My wife wanted to talk to you, but unfortunately she's using a litter box right now. I'm kidding. She's very catty. She's very catty. But I'm just kidding about that.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you need a little humor. Most of your callers, you get very little humor, so I just wanted to put that in. Yesterday, somebody, one of your intelligent callers, I think his name is Frank, used my name in vain, so I want to retort to that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
well, I love
he
that.
Said something about. Yeah, he said something about that. People, if they don't use assault white, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Okay, I heard the click. He wanted to use assault weapons. He says, well, they'll use knives and hammers. Well, let me be intellectually honest with me. If you have young kids in the school, would you rather have somebody break into the school with an assault-type military weapon with 100 rounds of ammo or a knife or a hammer? Which would you rather have?
The level of lethality would certainly be with the guy that's got the 100-round drum.
Yeah, that would be a little more dangerous than a hammer. How many could he put out with a hammer?
Exactly.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, that's what everybody uses when they refer against automatic type weapons. Oh, they'll use a knife or a hammer.
No. But again, we spoke, and I forget who it was. We spoke within the last couple of days. It said that the first day of school, they had a knife attack in their school.
Yeah. But was it better that when an automatic weapon attack or a knife attack? Come on, how many can you get with a knife before he's tackled or whatever? You know, that doesn't make sense.
We'll let the public decide that one. That frees up a line you've been trying to get through. In fact, all the lines are buzzing right now. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You certainly can. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Listen, real quick. I used to be a Democrat, and I happen to be Hispanic. And as a Hispanic, my parents taught me why it's so important for us to have weapons. You know about all the civil wars and all that back in those in southern countries. So in South America. Let me tell you something. I had a neighbor that was from Syria. One day I was packing my guns so I can go target shooting, and he sees me with my AK-47. He says, "What do you need that AK-47 for?" And I basically explained to him quickly what the Second Amendment was about and why I believe it was important for us to have those kind of weapons. Years later, the revolution, the civil war in Syria begins. A few years later, he's at my door, and he hated AK-47s and the assault weapons. He's at my door a few years later, and he says, "Alex, can you explain to me again that whole story about the Second Amendment?" When I got done with that, he says, "You know what? I need to go buy one."
Yeah.
Because guess what? Now I do understand now, because half my family was slaughtered in Syria. And those friends and family members that did have AK-47s, they're alive and well away from Syria. So those of you who think that it's not valuable to have them, you're crazy to think. If you guys think that nothing could ever happen in the United States, let me tell you something. When I was a young kid, I never thought two men could get married legally either.
Yeah, you're right. Something to think about. You know the people that need weapons the most? Those people in Chicago that witnessed 3,000 shootings a year. City of Chicago. The poor. that little old grandmother who is defenseless in a tenement, and she's black or she's white or she's Asian or she's Hispanic, that little old granny needs a weapon more than probably you and I do. And yet those are the people that can't get weapons because we are making them more expensive. We're taxing them. We're making you jump through hoops. We're making you go to a licensed dealers for background checks. Those are the people that we need to make it easier for them to get weapons. Now, the people we need to make it harder for to get weapons are the criminally insane. That's what we need. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to make it easier for Tom Steyer to get publicity. Not that he doesn't need it. But it's amazing when these candidates get out on the stump. And in fact, hey, what let's do. I'm not going to make you wait for this. This is Tom Steyer. This is cut number 9. And I want you to listen to Aaron Burnett trying to get Tom Steyer to call the president a white supremacist. Other candidates, by the way, have done this already. But Tom Steyer has refused to do it, although now it looks like he has done it. Tom Steyer yesterday with CNN and Aaron Burnett.
I want to ask you about Joe Biden. He was asked whether President Trump is a white supremacist in the wake of the horrific shooting in El Paso. Here's how he answered the question today at the Iowa State Fair.
Why are you so hooked on that? You just want me to say the words so I sound like everybody else. I'm not everybody else. I'm Joe Biden. I've always been who I am. I'm staying the way. He is encouraging white supremacists. You can determine what that means.
Is Joe Biden right to refuse to call Trump a white supremacist?
Look, I think that there's no question that he's aligned himself with white supremacists, that he's encouraged racial hatred, that he has encouraged an atmosphere where that is permissible and where he is pushing those ideas, certainly at a. And so I always say to people, my mom used to say, how do you judge people? And she said, can you look into their heart? And I've always said, only God gets to look into their heart. What we get to do, we simple human beings, we get to judge their actions. This president's actions have been terrible. They've involved distinct racism since the day he came down that escalator in the Trump Tower. Racism, hatred, division, as un-American as anybody could ever be.
Look, Elizabeth Warren today called him a white supremacist. It's become a thing you're either willing to say or not say. You did tweet today, Donald Trump is a racist and a white supremacist.
Of course he is, but I think there's a different question here, Aaron.
Okay.
Yes, I am. He is a racist and white supremacist. I'm not fighting that, but I'm making a different point.
Okay.
It's one thing to say it. For 2 years, we've been saying, impeach this man and get him out of office because he's broken the law, because he's met the criteria for impeachment, and because he's a racist. That's always been in the background. You never see one cockroach with Donald Trump. All the cockroaches are right there. And so sure, he's a racist. He's also met the criteria to be impeached. We've had a chance for 2 years to hold this man to account. I'm very proud of Chairman Nadler for stepping up and realizing we have to hold him to account because he's a danger to the American people.
That's Tom Steyer. He's only a billionaire many times over. And he's running for president. He's going to try and buy his way into office. Unlike Donald Trump, he was outspent $1.2 billion to $600 million. Hillary spent $1.2 billion. Donald Trump spent $600 million, and most of it was not his money. Okay? We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Our lines are jammed. David, Ron, you guys will be next up. All the rest of you right behind him. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all on Live and Local Now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Great to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, call Sam, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. And tell them Kevin sent you, would you please? Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. In fact, let's begin with Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, good show. I just want to bring up to your attention about a clinical call talking about somebody coming into the schools and maybe stabbing you or shooting you. I'd rather get done with neither. However, what are they going to do when the people take cars and start running over people?
They're already doing it. No. Hey,
if you remember here in Las Vegas a few years ago, this lady ran over a group of people on the strip.
I know she did.
And I'll listen to you out there. Thanks.
Okay. No, the fact is we're already doing that. You've had people rent, you know, especially in Europe, renting Ryder trucks and going to a street fair and running people down. What are we going to do, ban Ryder trucks? That makes no sense. David, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Big fan.
Oh, thank you so much.
It seems like every time, I tune in, we're always talking about the narrative that the mainstream media is pushing, and we all know that they're very liberal. So there's a lot of more interesting stories that always get passed over. Not trying to downplay the local shooting or the recent shootings, but it is a very rare thing to happen, and it gets way more attention. Whereas, I mean, are your listeners aware of like the NXVIM cases that have been completed that barely got in the mainstream media? There's over 100,000 sealed indictments. Like, there's a lot bigger stories that it seems like the mainstream media is constantly pushing to the side with these conveniently timed mass shootings that, you know, it's a tragedy, but it's also an extremely rare thing. You're more likely to die in a bathtub. Not trying to take anything away from the families, but the attention the mainstream media pushes on these things and the way they politicize them, it's just...
In fact, I did this on purpose over the weekend, is I went back and forth. In the early going, every cable news network was covering the shootings and the killings in El Paso and in, El Paso and Dayton. And simply put, in the days afterwards, it all became for CNN and MSNBC about the protest. Fox moved on. They were dealing with other issues. And there are a lot of other issues. It's not all about the protest and about the president and about this and that. That's not the way it is. And that's what's amazing about this. Tell you what, let's go to my buddy Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll make this short and sweet, yeah. Mr. Wall. First of all, I am still waiting for Carl to say something deep, thoughtful, and impressive. He just lets me down every time.
That's two of us. And by the way, most of his stuff isn't funny, just so you know.
I agree. Well, in terms of the Second Amendment, I'll make this brief. The Second Amendment grants no right. You do not have the right to carry a firearm, bear a firearm, own a firearm, because of the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is nothing but a guarantee of a God-given right. It existed before the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it will exist after. And I'm really disappointed in President Trump doing anything to abridge or infringe that right.
Well, but am I not right that Heller, the Supreme Court decision, did essentially say that there are limits, that you know, you can't let sick people, insane people, carry around weapons.
Certainly. There are reasonable things that can and have been done. We have lots and lots of so-called gun control laws. But I will tell you this. If you have massacres, which the last caller very rightly said, are very, very few and far between, in terms of our population, they're almost infinitesimal, but you cannot have a right, a God-given right, infringed to the point where it is a taking, and you cannot exercise those rights because of these massacres. I don't care if there's 200 more this month. It does not abridge my rights. Just the same way that a crying Mexican child being plastered across the news media makes my laws in terms of public policy concerning immigration to be abridged. You cannot allow these propagandistic efforts to take your rights away.
Well, the problem is, and Cassius, you bring up a good point. Too many people are moved by the emotion of the moment. When we were seeing children in cages like animals, they were trying to move public opinion on things like immigration. But you know what? I don't blame the government for those cages. I blame the 144,000 people that in the month of May came across our southern border illegally. That's who I blame. I blame the parents that marched these children, put these children at risk 1,500, 2,000 miles from Guatemala across the Mexican interior. I'm sorry, but don't blame the president of the United States for being racist. Blame these people for violating federal immigration law and coming across our southern border illegally. It was 144,000 in May. It was the month before that, I think it was like 130,000. And by the way, that is tantamount to an invasion, a foreign invasion. I know we're not supposed to use that word. I'm going to keep using that word. I'm not going to be bullied into not using that word. It's an invasion. That's going to do it. By the way, we're going to get to see the Raiders in preseason action this weekend. I'm so excited. I hope you're excited about your weekend as I am. Till we join you then, for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Have a great weekend, live and local, now. Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
A chance to come together. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.